So good evening, my fellow earthlings. This is the Candid Show, brought to you by your host Sriram. Now, Krishna with me is my co-host today. So we are back again today to do a different type of a TV show format where we usually used to do talk about TV series in general. We don't go into the in-depths of the actual series, but this time we're kind of switching things up in general and we're going to do a review kind of a format where we take up any kind of a TV show and we kind of go over the things which we liked instead of actually telling you the whole story, which I felt must be boring to most of you. So we'll be covering only the most essential things and things which we liked in the series. So today we are going to be talking about the Netflix TV show Queen's Gambit, and I picked out this show because this has been a kind of like a top grossing show, at least in the past 2 weeks as soon as it came out, because of the way the thing was actually shot, or a very different representation of chess which was actually put forward on television, because I think we've never even seen chess on a TV screen or any kind of a screen for that instance, because obviously it was kind of a sport which was always not very highly popular. Not a lot of people knew about it. Even though they did know about it, it did not receive a lot of coverage also. So I think in that way this TV show was a completely different kind of a take on chess as a whole, and a very beautiful depiction of the entire sport as well. So Krishna, what were the kind of like the compelling elements, or what do you think, or what do you like the most in the series as a whole, if you wanted to say a few things about it?
So speaking about this show, I want to tell us about all these depiction of all these characters and the way they depict the game of chess, where we know that chess is something that is played in indoors, and we like play it on some occasions. So like, it is not very popular, or we don't actually sit in before the television and watch all these chess games. So like, we don't actually prefer to watch chess at the entire game. We don't have that patience. Yeah. But this show has depicted the game of chess in a very different angle, and we can see that all the characters, including Elizabeth Harmon and the main character, and everyone else has played a very decent and very well executed role. So we can see that at the starting, we can see that she's been growing in a orphanage school, where she kind of has this idea of she has this interest towards chess, and Mr. Scheibel is the person who kind of actually taught her chess, and who grew the interest in her to convert chess as her lifetime goal. So like, winning the world chess championship. So like, that was the path of her, and she also faced various struggles, and as you told, we don't want to go into so much detail in this show, and we can also see that her struggles were very well executed, including her periods problem. So like, that was also been depicted well, and so like, that was also shown in between the episodes, where while playing a chess tournament, so like, she got her periods, and so like, how she actually faces her problem is something that is been well executed by this TV show. And we can see that at the beginning of the episodes, while she tries to go to play any tournament, so like, everyone else saw it as a joke, or like, they didn't actually appreciate her, or like, they didn't actually thought that this is a game for women. So like, they didn't actually see it in that way, but she changed the entire perspective of all the people. And we can see that towards the end of this show, that we may know that women are capable of playing any kind of sport, so like, they are equal to men. So like, that was the indirect message being conveyed by this show. And we can speak about Elizabeth Harmon. So like, they showed a childhood character of Elizabeth Harmon, which didn't get much of the screen time, but that girl also played her role very beautifully. And we can see about Elizabeth Harmon, that is the elder Elizabeth Harmon, so like, which was who came to throughout the series till the end. So like, her acting was very unique. So like, she didn't express her feelings like any other character in any other shows. So like during depression or like during any failure, her expressions were very accurate, so that we actually know that she's facing some big problem. So like we actually kind of went into the show and shared her feelings, I think. And many the game of chess, they didn't actually we know that chess, while playing it in our perspective, is interesting or like it is a very good game, but while seeing in a third perspective, we can see that it is a very boring game. So like, when will the other each and every player move their coins? So that will be very boring to watch. So unlike any other sports which has a rapid pace in the video, so like in the format, so like we can see it is as a boring kind of the game to watch. But they depicted this entire series in a very interesting and a very good way, where we can binge watch it. So like, actually I did binge watch it. So like, it was very awesome. So like, the experience was very good. So like, I also got to know about various positions in chess. So like the various defense or the names given to it, I came to know something new about chess. And I also think that the each and every character, starting from her foster mother Alma, so like a tragic situation happens in during the end of the episodes, and how she controls her feelings, inner feelings and her life, and how she controls her passion towards chess and winning the championship. So like, that was the main aim of showing the game of chess in this series. And we can see that Beltic, Towns and Benny as a very important character. Speaking about Benny, he was a character who always kind of helped her. So like, during the end also, we can see that he made various possibilities. He showed her various possibilities of how to win over Borgo. So like, speaking about Borgo, he was the opponent of her till the end. So like, starting from her chess career, from the first tournament to till the end, he was the only opponent she faced, and he was a very brilliant chess player being shown in this show. And we can see Borgo, so like, that character doesn't express any of his expression. So like, there was no expression in front of the camera. So like, that is also a type of acting I see, is that sitting in front of a camera and doing nothing, sitting idle, is something like it was very interesting to watch his character also. So towards the end, we can see that she won the world championship, and it was a very good ending. And Shiram, what do you think about the characters in specific of this show?
Yeah, Krishna, I think as you told, the cast actually played a very, very compelling role in pushing this TV show to its maximum possible extent. Because when you think about it, all of the characters which we kind of saw in the initial stage, basically Mr. Scheibel, obviously the most important person, or the person who awakened the Queen's Gambit, because as we can see, he was actually the very first person who taught her how to actually start off with the Queen's Gambit, and that is what she used till the near end as well. So we can clearly see that the characters actually in this had a very, very strong role to play. In fact, the supporting characters, I would say, had a much better role than the protagonist as well, because obviously Mr. Scheibel was the most important person. Then we see Benny. Benny is seen as a person who she kind of initially views as a competitor, or we initially don't like to see Benny, because obviously Benny kind of crushes her when she goes on one of the tournaments. But later, actually, Benny kind of understands the situation and slightly starts to come to her, just starts coaching her. So all of these elements where they kind of have interaction between both of them, it is very beautiful to see. It seems very, very natural also. And also the way Beth Harmon in general kind of handled every single chess match in general, because obviously, you know, she was a woman in this all of the matches, so she had this steadfast approach towards all of the men. And obviously, yeah, there was this constant source of prejudice going around. Wherever she used to go and sit and play for a match, everybody used to stare at her. In fact, even when Mr. Scheibel initially kind of wanted to teach her, he kind of responded to Beth saying that girls don't play chess. So that the idea that girls didn't want to play chess, or people in sense did not like girls to play chess, and how she, Beth, kind of overcame all of these ordeals and proved, is pretty spectacular and pretty amazing to see on a very big screen. And I have to talk about Beth's role here. Anya Taylor-Joy, she was the one who portrayed Beth Harmon, and I have to say she had just done amazing acting. Probably one of the best roles I've seen in quite a while, because we can see she goes through a variety of phases, because as she gains fame, as she gains a lot of money, she goes into this complete phase of depression. She has so much money, she's always alone, obviously, and that's also partially because of her rough family background again, because obviously her mom and dad did not have the most best successful marriage ever, and obviously her mom wanted to kind of end everything, so her rough family background also kind of helped her kind of go through a lot of problems which she kind of encountered in her life, because we can clearly see that she didn't go very well with people. She was she wanted to be alone in general. She didn't want to mingle with people. But at the end of the day, the biggest irony in all of that was she in fact won the beat Borgov actually with the help of her friends only, which was the biggest irony, and also a very subtle message which kind of states that you kind of need friend in your life, or friends are the ones which kind of push you to your maximum possible extent. So I think in that way this show has been very successful in kind of showing all of these underlying tones which most of the TV shows generally fail to portray, or at least do not have a strong sense of portrayal. And one last thing which I want to talk about is about Jolene, because she's been this one single character which you kind of initially see at the start when she's obviously in the hostel, obviously. So we kind of initially have a look at her, we can kind of see her forming a very good friendship with Jolene, and she seems to be a very strong character, but again then absolutely she kind of vanishes out of nowhere and we don't see any more of Jolene, at least for the next 2 years, I think, at least till the time she nearly goes bankrupt, and how Jolene kind of lends her money to go to Russia especially. So I think in that way Jolene was an incredibly good friend to Beth, obviously, and obviously at the end of the day, because of her friends only, she succeeded, and I think that is a fact which is very important to kind of understand here. So the thing which I wanted to talk about in this special episode today is that the fact that the chess as a sport, do you think it is intuitive or do you think you can learn it? Because obviously as soon as I saw this, I had this passion to start playing immediately. So I started off by learning all of the basic moves, all of the basic kind of openings. I spent a lot of time actually trying to learn it, but I could not get anything done even by a month or so. So I think this is a very important question which I want to ask you, Krishna, and also the general audience also who kind of who have watched this show, who want to learn chess. Do you think chess is something which can be learned or practiced, or do you think you have to be born? Because I think most of the players, for example, we see Bobby Fischer, Vishwanathan Anand, Magnus Carlsen, all of these people, I don't think they actually learned chess and kind of became masters at them. They kind of had the inherent ability to play chess as a whole, because I think for the people who play chess, I think would understand what I'm saying, because kind of the sport is very, very complex. There's just a lot of stuff involved in this. So what do you think, Krishna? Do you think chess is something which people can learn, or do you think it's something which you are born with, or do you think it is totally intuitive?
See, anything you want to learn, you can learn actually by hard work and continuous practice. But some certain things like chess kind of has a role in mind. So like it is a very big mind game where you have to think everything in your mind, and you can't actually express your thoughts or like your talent. So like you must make the right move, even a single coin moving in the wrong. So like if you do something wrong in using one step, so like that may be the reason of your loss in that game. So like that is a very important kind of game where you have to decide everything in your mind, and mind is something that is very important according to this game. And speaking about this series, we can see that Beth Harmon has played a very excellent character, and towards the end also we can see that she doesn't forget her elder tutor, Mr. Scheibel, to when she comes out of the tournament. So like a reporter asks her who kind of was the first person to teach her chess. So like she didn't actually forget his name, and she also insisted them to write his name. So like that shows how important he was in her life and in her path to success. So we can, and speaking about this series, the main thing I want to convey to you is that the speaking about the execution of this series is that the all these set, so like it this series occurs in the period of 1960s, so like each and every kind of detail, including from cars and hotels and the all the dress they wear, so like each and everything was taken care of and each and everything was perfectly done, and all these things which were actually present in 1960s were exactly depicted, and not even in a single frame you can see something wrong. So like you can actually feel that you are in 1950s or 60s. So that is the very big plus point of this series, I think. And what do you think, Shiram?
Yeah, I think as you told, this has got a lot of benefits to it. I think there is a lot of plus points to it. I don't see any kind of criticizing elements in this. I think maybe the fact that also the fact that not of these matches were actually real life matches also. So none of these actual matches which he played were actually friction. Most of them are actually the real life matches which he actually played. So I think in that way, the actual replication of the concept and the execution of the idea felt really good to me. So I don't really have any big flaws to it. And honestly, I also believe the fact that definitely chess is something which you are born to play. It is something totally intuitive. I don't think you can learn chess and become a grandmaster. I don't think that is totally possible at all. I don't know if people want to oppose me. I totally agree the fact, because once you kind of start to get into the actual idea of chess, it is really difficult to wrap your mind around the concept. So I feel that chess is definitely something which you are born with. It is definitely something which you play intuitively rather than kind of learning it and playing. So yeah, that will be the end of today's episode, guys. So we've tried this review kind of a format. So please tell me how this all goes. So please give us some kind of a comment or suggestion, because I don't know how well you're doing this, because we're just trying to kind of change our path, because I think talking about any kind of series is really going to be boring to hear. So we kind of wanted to switch up the things and kind of bring the review style of a format. So if you kind of like it, or if you have any kind of comments or suggestions, please drop it in the YouTube comment section down below. And make sure to listen to us on Spotify also, and give us a follow on Spotify also. So that will be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.